Perhaps you're worried your summer garden won't stand up to the weather. NPR's Ketzel Levine has been researching how the drought may affect gardens and lawns. She's been checking with nurseries and gardeners across the country, and she's finding that the recent cold snap in some places is giving gardeners something else to worry about.
What I am hearing in places like northern Maine, even southern Alaska, is that the unseasonably cold weather of the last couple of weeks and the absence of spring in the air is affecting plant sales a whole lot more than worries about drought, though there are some nurseries that are taking a longer view. I spoke with folks at O'Donnell's Nursery in Portland, Maine, where the weather's been pretty wet, but the water table is very, very low. And because O'Donnell's guarantees all their plants for a year, they're thinking that a long, dry summer might mean they'll have to make good on a lot of dead plants. Something else I've come across, Bob, how the perception of water shortages changes from county to county. I found two nurseries only miles apart owned by John and Chris Snavely. John's nursery is in Hagerstown, Maryland. No water shortages there since they draw their water from the Potomac River. But John himself is very worried about water and is trying to convince his reluctant customers to choose plants wisely. Steve's nursery, on the other hand, is in Franklin County, Pennsylvania, where a drought emergency has been in effect since February. Gardeners there, accustomed to cutting back on water, are already avoiding tough plants like rhododendrons, azaleas, because they know what's coming.
So what can you do this month if you still want to get some plants into the ground, but you don't know how they're going to turn out?
Well, clearly, the first thing you do is head for the plants in your area that are touted as drought tolerant, though even the toughest plants need to get established. So I'd say if people are going to be planting, that they do it as soon as possible, that when they water in their plants, they do it exceptionally well first time, and then mulch with a good couple of inches of whatever is available, shredded bark, leaves, pebbles, pine needles. The trick is absolutely no bare soil. Then, as for gardeners who are already faced with water rationing or who are planning ahead, let go of the lawn. I mean, with certain exceptions, like St. Augustine grass or something, the lawn isn't going to die. It'll simply go dormant and then green back with fall or winter rains. Then I'd use the water that I did have to focus on critical trees and shrubs that are perhaps not quite established. We have done some research on what people can do regionally and put together some tips at the Talking Plants website. That's at npr.org. And we've included the best drought-tolerant plants for different parts of the region.
Or we could all grow cactus this year.
Now, that sounds like a real good time.
Now, you're going to be talking throughout the summer about water-wise gardening.
Yes, I will. I'll start next month.
Well, good. We all look forward to that.
Thanks very much, Bob.
NPR's Ketzel Levine.